AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The Greek people have said no more to continued austerity. That from the country's finance minister. It is now projected that voters have rejected the belt tightening by more than 60% in a special referendum. Former Treasury Secretary Petros Doukas says this could paint the prime minister into a corner with the country's creditors.
He will get all he wants from the Greek people and then have to go to Europe, and he promised a deal within the next few days.
Some European finance ministers have already said this kind of vote could mean an end to Greek participation in the euro. The first Latin American pope has landed in South America. Pope Francis has arrived in Ecuador for a three-nation tour of some of the poorest countries in the region. With just 2 days left before a deadline on a nuclear agreement with Iran, Secretary of State Kerry remains hopeful negotiations in Vienna will bear fruit.
Over the past few days, we have, in fact, made genuine progress.
But he remains cautious as well about reaching an agreement.
We're not there yet. I emphasize that. We have difficult issues still to resolve.
There may be a tentative agreement on the speed and scope of sanctions relief, but work is still being done on such issues as inspection guidelines and rules governing nuclear research. Two people were killed, three others are missing after the pontoon boat they were riding in hit a barge and capsized in the Ohio River. Earlier, officials had reported that three people had been killed. Homes are being threatened by a wildfire in Vacaville, California. It's already burned more than 320 acres. Firefighters say dry, windy conditions are making containment more difficult. America's women are prepping for tonight's World Cup final in Vancouver, with a loss to Japan 4 years ago on their minds.
It's kind of been that thing that's been within us, that fuels our fire, that motivates us.
Amy Wambach and her teammates made it into the final against Japan by shutting out Germany in the semifinal match this past week. This is AP Radio News. Magic Mike was a bit less than magical at the box office this holiday weekend.
The men of Magic Mike XXL didn't have it going for them at the holiday weekend box office.
I got a little treat for y'all tonight. We're gonna see if he still got some magic in that mic.
The male stripper sequel starring Channing Tatum came in fourth with just $12 million on the weekend. The winner and still champion after its fourth week of release, Jurassic World.
You're going to have so much fun. And remember, something chases you. Run.
Jurassic World earned another $30.9 million. Pixar's Inside Out, though, virtually tied it with $30.1 million in its third week. I'm Sandy Kozel.
It's a milestone today for the newest British royal. Nine-week-old Princess Charlotte was christened at a church on Queen Elizabeth's estate at Sandringham. Charlotte was dressed in a replica of the intricate lace and satin christening gown made for Queen Victoria's eldest daughter in 1841. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.